and PJ podcast.
Sit-in. Hello, podcasters. Welcome. Thanks to MyRepublic. Jason PJ here. Thank you for downloading us.
A very good evening or good morning to you wherever you are in the world.
Actually, that was pretty cool. When we were doing the 53-hour show, we had a lot of people listening overseas.
Yes. Yeah, that was cool, actually.
Yeah, it was fun.
And actually, that doesn't mean that you can't get in touch with us just because we're not doing the 53-hour show. We'd always love to hear from you. You can hit us up on our Facebook page. Send us a little DM and we might talk to you.
Ross Boss. Come on in. Special guest for tonight's podcast intro.
One of our favourite members of staff.
I'm not your staff, I'm your bloody boss, mate. You're my staff.
Sorry.
No, the favourite bloody boss. Structure, come on.
That backfired.
He hates me.
Oh, you can swear, it's podcast.
Fuck. Every time I come in here, I actually, it's like I'm relatively nervous because I swear a lot in the real world.
People say, that's the first thing people say. Oh, you guys work on radio, how do you not swear?
Yeah, well, I guess you get a lot out in the office, don't you?
But and you know what PJ's like off the air.
I'm not like a fucking sailor. No.
I can't believe you're fucking like pretending you're not.
Good statement there, Ross.
It's because I just said the word and I was like, hold on.
Am I allowed to say it? Yeah.
Well, no, I'm going to say it here, but you know, like, you just the red lights are on. You're a bit tired there, mate.
Yeah, I've been yawny. I've been yawny since the 53.
Yeah. Oh, hey, She's going on a date with Aussie Romance this week.
Oh, yeah, where are you going? What are you doing?
Do some Indian. Indian meals.
And then the meals.
Indian food. Ah. Together.
Do you reckon they'll get back together?
Oh, Jace, quit it.
I'm calling it.
Quit it.
I think so.
What?
I think long term, yeah. Like something will happen.
Okay, how's this, right? Because you've caught up since the breakup.
Yeah.
Has there ever been...
Oh, you're such a dick.
Has there ever been a time where you're like, a cheeky kiss wouldn't hurt?
I've been pretty good, eh?
Yeah, pretty good.
Ross said from the start that Trump would get in. He's right about that.
I did, like several months before.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Oh, did you? I didn't hear you say that. Yeah. I only heard you right at the end.
So, will Aussie Romance get in?
Again.
Okay, my mum's listening and my dad.
Okay, so we won't talk about your weekend then?
PJ, they tell you they listen to this. They don't.
Yeah, they don't.
They definitely listen.
They don't.
Nah, I see the numbers. No one's listening.
Right? Really? Yeah. Really?
There's the text. Do Puddy, what's he doing to you? Have you ever caught up since you've broken up?
You're still going.
Have you ever caught up after a few wines? Because that's when, you know, the walls come down.
Because I was so nervous the first time we caught up. I had like a wine or two at home. And that didn't bode well for me because within the first sort of 20 minutes I started crying.
So,
good times.
When you're out, like, getting lit in the weekend.
Like partying.
Yeah. Do you ever so every so often go, I wonder what Baddie's up to?
Oh. Cheeky little text.
Yeah.
I haven't done any, like, regretful texts, which is amazing.
All right.
Been pretty good
for
me.
Have you double tapped on a photo on Instagram and then gone, shit, need to double tap?
No, I've done that with other people.
Yeah, right. But have you gone through his social and stuff since you broke up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. You're totally keeping tabs on him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But not in a creepy way, just in a normal girl way.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, well, look, you guys have fun. Sounds like a very casual catch-up. If something happens, let us know.
I won't let you know.
We'll find out, though.
No, you won't.
Yeah,
I think there's probably some wise people to find out.
Yeah. All right, enjoy the podcast, everyone.
Enjoy.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
This is one of those topics. I want fun calls, nothing too heavy.
Oh, wow. For you to say that must be a heavy story.
Purely just because of the time.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, kids and cars.
Yeah, that's
shout
all.
Out.
Oh, after five, I'd be like, bring on the grim. No, but at the moment, keep
okay,
it all
cool.
fun.
Okay, cool. So fun and friendly.
Why were you in a cop car? The reason I'm asking. So you want fun and uplifting?
Yeah.
0800 dials at M. Why were you in a cop car? Funny story coming out of Australia. Those crazy
hometown.
Aussies. Crazy Aussies. This was actually in Tassie. So a guy has gone viral. You might have caught it in the past 24 hours. He's gone viral after a big night out in Tassie. He woke
up. Is Tassie a city?
Tasmania.
Is a region.
Like down the bottom of the, you know, the little island at the bottom of Australia?
Yeah, but you wouldn't go to like nightclubs there, would you?
Okay, Hobart is like, you know, the capital.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Cool.
So
still working out my geo.
He's gone out for a massive bender. Mm. He's woken up the next morning and he was going through his phone. Turns out he found a picture and then posted it online and said, hey, was just going through my phone. Turns out these good coppers, he said something else, but I'll say coppers.
Yep.
I think that's what they mean by C. coppers took some banger selfies after they took my drunk ass home. Bloody legends.
Oh, so he didn't actually know that until he went through his
phone. No idea. The photo is amazing. It's him semi-passed out in his bed, sort of just looking up, thumbs up, and these two cops taking a selfie. Turns out they were called to the scene of a taxi where a guy had passed out in the cab. They weren't doing anything at the time, so they went through his wallet, found his address, and was like, let's just take him home.
Good sorts.
Great sorts.
They didn't have to do that.
No, they're not a taxi service.
I think I've been in a, I think my friend's brother was a cop, and I got to go in the back of the car.
Right. What for? Like, you're into it?
I think... He either picked us up from town or dropped us in town.
Okay, I'll be honest. It feels like you're making up the story just to feel a part of the topic.
Maybe. I got FOMO.
Maybe this... I'm sure when we get to the actual story, it'll be like, well, I actually drove past a cop car. Hayden, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, mate. How's yourself?
Yeah, we're all right. Why were you in the back of a cop car?
My friends and I mucking around a front lawn with paintball guns, and the armed defender squad got called and a trip down to the local police station in the back of a police car.
No way.
Naughty.
So they rocked up in all the SWAT gear and everything.
Yeah, it was...
Mate.
The scariest time, but further down the track, the funniest moments of my life were all involved.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, because you wouldn't be allowed that off-site.
No,
you?
And I'll tell you what, seeing the armed defenders squad come around the corner.
Oh, you would cry yourself.
We did a stupid radio idea when I was back in Aussie where we dressed one of our co-hosts up as a prisoner.
Yeah.
And then what we did is we dropped him, so just with handcuffs and stuff on.
Yeah.
And then we dropped him a couple of streets away from a prison. Right, yeah. And we just thought it'd be hilarious for him to just walk down the street and walk up to people saying, hey, have you got any cable cutters or anything like that? The only problem was, out of all the days for us to do it,
No.
They were transporting like one of the biggest prisoners in Australia.
Of course they were.
Yeah. God, cop cars came around that corner quick.
Hindsight's a beautiful thing.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Mum works at the police station just in the office, and we were out on the town one Saturday night, ready to go home. Fair to say we'd had a chocolate milk or two. She went to the police station and she got us a ride home in a cop car. Best night ever.
How good's that?
Yeah,
like, any cops listening, give us a call. Do you get in trouble for that? Like, I'd like to know, you know.
They'd get pestered for it all the time, let me tell
massively.
You.
Oh, massively. Gina, welcome to the show. What about you?
Oh, I was about 13, 14.
Right.
And a couple of my girlfriends had stolen, back then it was called Food Town, just food or lollies, whatever.
Yeah.
And they didn't think I would do it because I was quite a goody good. So I went in by myself, and of all times I got caught, and all I stole was sellotape.
What a rebel.
Oh, gee.
And what, they called the cops on you?
And they called the cops, and they made me sit in the room, and I was absolutely bawling my eyes out. My friends took off.
Here's a question. Did you rat out the friends?
No, I didn't. And they called the cops and basically stuck me in the car and drove me up the road and said they were taking me home. I absolutely just about shit myself, and they didn't. They just pulled up the road and just basically said, this is a warning, don't ever do it again.
Oh, that's good. Scare tactics. That's the thing. You put a kid in a little car ride.
You would never steal a thing again.
I would love a cop car just for 24 hours.
Oh, no. You'd get so power hungry and, you'd be so annoying. Never, ever let Jace have the possession of a police car.
Power hungry. All right.
Hello, Lynn. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Have you caught a ride in the back of a police car?
About 30 years ago, I was in Boston with a bunch of New Zealand nannies. We were touring in Boston.
Right.
And it was my turn to hail the cab, and every time I hailed the cab, they drove past.
Right.
So I hailed the cop car, and they pulled up, and they said, where are you from? And we said, New Zealand. And they said, oh, why'd you pull us over? I said, because the cops wouldn't, the taxi wouldn't stop. So they called for backup. And took all us nannies in their cars, showed us the tour of Boston, and then took us back to the station for beer and pizza.
Cool.
That's amazing! For beer and pizza!
That's so cool!
What I love is they called him back up because they need the extra seats.
Caress, welcome to the show!
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, PJ.
All right, buddy, why are we in a cop car?
Similar to the nanny, I was in the States visiting some friends, and one of them was a cop. And one day he took me out on the road.
Okay.
And so, we're one point there, we're hurtling down the motorway at 160 mile an hour in a high-speed pursuit.
No way!
I didn't really remember much because we'd just come from the firing range, and so I was all amped up on adrenaline.
The firing range?
Oh, look at this. Oh, we're passing them fast.
Mate, is your friend still there? Can we go over? Like, if we took the show over, do you reckon they could hook us up and we go on a little joyride?
Unfortunately, he was killed in the line of action about 4 months later.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
It happens.
Yeah,
It was a few years ago. It was about 14, 15 years ago. So I'm over it, but it sounds like you're not.
I just heard the news. Like, give me a minute. I blame myself. I asked, damn it. You know what? We're all having fun.
We were all having a great fun. Time, but you got a little bit excited. You were like a little kid in a candy store.
But you
just got a little bit hyped up.
I wasn't tonight.
I know you weren't. Innocent mistake. Let's just play the ads and
We can't just punch into the ads on it. Do the secret sound thing.
What about it? Oh, coming up after four.
Yeah.
Secret sound, your shot, 40K. It's coming up.
Can't wait.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Our very own PJ Harding is about to become the face of a global campaign.
It's just meant to be one of those things like on the D-Lo, like
still yet to hear the company or the product.
You don't do anything 50%.
Because she is the global face.
No, it's not a global face.
Celebrity endorsement. Is it like those makeup ads where like it'll be like, you see the celebrity dancing and then they're like, Revlon.
No.
Is it like that?
No.
Is it makeup?
No, it's not makeup.
All right.
No,
skincare.
You're getting hotter. Is
it skincare?
No, but you're getting hotter.
Okay, and it's not feminine product.
It's not feminine product.
Right, okay. So PJ's signed up to be the face of a global campaign for a company. Apparently I'm going to love the commercial. God, I'm excited about this. We're going to play it just after five.
Don't get too excited about it.
What do you mean?
Well, just, I don't know. Just
man,
don't,
I'm proud of you. I'm proud. This is that big moment. I'm proud of you. Is the commercial debuting inside one of the big shows at the moment?
What do you mean?
Like Survivor's on? Have they got advertising on?
No. It's just online.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh,
It's an online ad.
Oh, okay. We talked that up a bit then, didn't we? That's my bad. Is it done professionally or is there someone holding the handy cam?
It's professional.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. We'll get to the big global launch coming up after five. Before that, there's a judge over in the States that's made headlines. You might have caught this. It's been floating around the last 24 hours. And this judge has made news before by, you know, being a bit of a larrikin in the courtroom.
Yeah, right.
This time he's made headlines. There was a father who faced court over a parking ticket. This is how he opened the court.
Good morning, Your Honour.
Morning, sir. Who's the little guy with you?
Yeah, my son, Jacob.
Come up here. See if you can help me out.
This is pretty cool. So they're in the middle of court. And he goes, hey, Jacob, come up here. Ask the father, do you mind if he sits up here with me?
I'm having trouble with this.
Oh, sorry, hang on. Here we go. Wrong button. Get your shit together, Jace.
I am having trouble with this case because I have a situation where your dad is charged with parking on a street up on the east side. And I have three choices. I can fine him $90, I can charge him $30, or I can charge him nothing. What do you think I should do?
$30. How cute. $30.
That is so cute.
And it's like at some point, like, and you watch the tape, and everyone's sort of laughing in the courtroom, but you can see they're like, I'm here for a crime. Can we not turn this into a TV show? Didn't even charge him the $30. Let him off with this.
Well, I suppose I make a deal with your dad, okay? And the deal is that if he'll take you out for breakfast, then I'll dismiss the ticket. What do you think about that? I want you to order a lot of stuff because he's going to be saving $30.
Oh, my God. He's so cute, the little kid.
Yeah.
Listen to me. What did that guy sound like, Danny DeVito? I tell you what I got to do. See what Danny DeVito sounds like?
I don't know. I blame myself. I bought the story.
No?
Yeah, no, spot on. No, spot on. Shit, you picked it. That was Danny DeVito in court. Damn, I was hoping the story would just fly by and it wouldn't make news. Yeah, if you Google Danny DeVito on court, the news story will come up what I'm talking about.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
I love this. We were just talking about the big news. Kmart has gone online shopping. So to celebrate, we are going to be playing Price is Right Kmart Edition. We're playing for people on the phones. I'll be playing for Sean. G'day, Sean. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, mate. You're on Team Jace. Hopefully I clean out half a Kmart for you, buddy.
No. Sure, man.
And on Team PJ, Nicole, very good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. I'm going to do my best for you, all right?
Yeah, let's do this.
Not even she sounded confident then. When you went, I'm going to do my best, Nicole was like, shit, I haven't won anything. Okay, I might as well pack up and go home.
I'm excited.
Okay, producer Alex is our host of Price is Right Kmart Edition this afternoon.
Good evening.
It's high reliability.
It's afternoon.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do this.
Right. It's a higher or lower game. Are you ready to list off item number one?
I am.
Go for it.
Item number one is a brass-plated fruit bowl. With a contemporary design, this fruit bowl will look great on your kitchen bench or dining room table. Jace.
I know the one you're talking about. A lot of friends have got it. Yeah.
Very common. Very common.
$14.95 I'm locking in.
Lower.
$8.
Lower.
Oh!
Jeez, really? Go Kmart.
Mate, it's a bargain, I tell you what.
$6.
Higher.
$7.
The price is right.
Damn it. Nicole, you got yourself a fruit bowl so far.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry, Sean. I'm just warming up, mate. I'm just warming up. All right, item number two.
Item number two, the hexagon mirror featuring a stylish hexagonal frame. This mirror will be a charming addition to your bedroom or entryway. Can be wall mounted as well.
Oh, get out.
Okay, all right. So that's going to be a bit more expensive.
It's a bit. Did he say a frame? I tuned out. Was it a frame?
No, it's a mirror.
That's a mirror. Hanging mirror.
I would say
hexagon mirror.
$18.50.
Lower.
Oh, actually, okay. I'm gonna throw a spitball out here and go $11.
Higher.
Damn it.
$13.50.
Higher.
$16.
Higher.
Oh.
$16.50.
Higher.
They don't do 50s. Don't I'm pretty sure they don't. Sorry. No. $17.
Correct.
Yeah!
Jesus!
This is the best game.
Nicole, I'm sorry. I mean, Sean, I'm gonna get it together now, mate. Okay.
Oh man. Okay.
Haven't I won?
Okay, cool, man.
No, we've got another.
I believe in you.
Yeah, cool. Someone's got it. You've won those two items.
Oh yeah, right.
I want to get the third one.
Okay. Good luck, mate.
All right. Third and final item as we play Price is Right Kmart Edition.
It is the Big Button Universal Remote in black. The control up to 8 different electronic devices with this universal remote. It features extra large buttons for old people like Jace.
Okay.
Don't rattle him. He's already so rattled. Okay.
$24.95.
Lower.
$19.
Lower.
$15.95.
Lower.
$11.
Higher.
$14.
Lower.
$13.
Lower.
Damn it!
$12?
The price is right.
Sean, you won the universal remote, my friend.
Great. Thanks, man.
No worries. And Nicole, you're not going away empty-handed. You're walking away with the more wall-mounted mirror and that hideous little copper fruit bowl that features on all my friends' coffee tables are on the way to your place.
Perfect. I don't have any of those.
Yay! Good on you, Nicole. Yeah.
There you go. Woo! I have a feeling we're going to be bringing this game back.
I think we need to bring it back. I don't know how we're going to bring it back because we can't always do it as Kmart. But
no, we'll do different businesses each
brilliant.
Week.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Like warehouse.
Yeah, that's yeah, exactly what I meant.
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just getting my head around it.
Well, it wasn't hard. It was just same game, just a different company.
Yeah. So McDonald's, you could do that too.
ZM's Jason PJ.
I tried to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it backfired. So was chatting with your ex, Aussie Romance, on the weekend.
Yep, Michael.
You guys catching up this week too, mate?
Yeah. Bit of Indian.
Bit of what?
Bit of Indian food.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. Sparks fly over Indian.
That's what they say.
Okay.
No, don't get your hopes up.
Oh, God, you're going to get back together, aren't you? Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Oh, my God, you're extra bestie today.
This is going to be amazing.
Just behave.
If you get back together.
No, we are friends. It's strictly friends.
We're taking the show back to Vegas to renew the vows. That's all I'm saying. All right. So was chatting with him on the phone.
Mm.
Now, you know how at the end of the 53-hour on-air marathon, I was a little excited because I got given a free drone. Drone. We got the drone. Okay, so I was a little excited. Since then,
I thought that would be the end of it. It's, I thought you'd never talk about drones.
No, it's been my baby. I've like take it out every weekend. I've been getting some shots and stuff like that. Lou said the other day, I said, hey, babe, come down to the park. Let's take the kids to the park. We'll take the drone.
Even she talked to me about how she thought it would be the end of you being obsessed with drones, but she says you are just as obsessed as ever.
Yeah, and so cool. Like the other day, I put the drone in the car and I'm like, okay, cool, let's go. And she's like, what about the kids? I'm like, oh, I forgot the kids. My bad. Sorry, my bad. Do I have to take the drone out of the car seat? Because it could roll around in the boot. I said to Aussie Romance the other day, because he's going away this weekend. He's like, hey, mate, you know, we're going on top of the North Island. This will be great. I'm like, oh, mate, I've done Bay of Islands, Russell Island. It's beautiful. You'll love it. You should take the drone. Said in passing.
Oh, jeez.
24 hours later.
You do this too much.
I get the text. Hey, mate, you sure that's cool if I take the drone?
You can't say no now.
I know.
Because he would have told all his mates. Because he'll be going up on like a voice trip.
I looked at Lou. I'm like, oh my God, he's taking me up on the offer of the drone. Like it's not even
What else did you expect?
It's not even 2 weeks old. Well, you know,
he's one of your good mates. When you say something like that, you'd expect it to be sincere.
Yeah, but like, well, it is.
It's not.
No, but you know, like,
clearly.
You know when you get a new car and someone will be like, oh my God, I need a car this week. Like, and you go, oh, you can take the new car. And they'd go, no, I'm not taking the new car.
Because you're actually wanting to show it off.
But you don't want them to take it. It's a brand new car. But in 6 months, 8 months' time, you don't care. They can go and bloody do burnouts in that thing.
Yeah.
And I don't care what happens in 8 months.
Why don't you go up with him?
No. He's going with his whole group and everything. Oh, yeah, I don't want to chaperone the drone. Imagine that. Can you text me?
Be honest, you would do that though.
Yeah, hey, mate, text me what times you're going to be using it. And then he's on Russell Island. I come out of nowhere going, hey, mate, just thought I'd be here for the 20 minutes while you use the drone. All finished. It's back in the case. All right, I'm off.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
ZM's $50,000 Secret Sound. Season 3. Tell me what the secret sound is.
All right, no mucking around. $40,000 on the line. Let's give this away, Ross, because then we have the big global announcement. PJ is the face of a massive international campaign.
Oh, I can't wait for this one.
Can I?
Can you guys just quit it?
I know what this is.
Hope you got good money for it, mate, because we're having a ball about it this afternoon.
Money.
Rachel, hello, welcome.
Hello, Rachel.
Rachel?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, focus, Rachel. This is your moment.
I just wasn't sure what was happening, whether I got through or not, but
mate,
that's awesome.
You're through. This is it. This is your moment. Here we go. $40,000 on the line. This is the ZM Secret Sound. This is the bit where you can take home the cash.
Okay. I think it is a binding machine.
Binding machine.
Yep. You know how if you want to put paper documents into like a booklet.
Yep.
And you put the paper in and pull the lever and it cuts the holes.
You'd have people for that, wouldn't you, Ross? You wouldn't do your own binding, would you?
I've heard of these things before.
Right.
I think they've got them up on the second floor somewhere.
Yep.
It's not the secret sound.
Just scrolling through Facebook, Ross. Can you
I was at the ZM website. I was going to go through the clues and just see it matched up. But then I was like, let's not lead her on.
Rachel, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you anyway.
No worries. Good on you, Rach. So have a good E.
She's like, got places to go, guys. Thanks. No 40 grand for me. No worries. Tomorrow morning, play again with Fletch, Vaughan and Megan.
Another round.
Yep, cool. Another round. He's still back on his phone. Oh, forget it. Hang on. Miley Cyrus, Malibu.
No, seriously, Jace.
After this.
Oh, my God. I'm leaving. I can't.
The worldwide exclusive global launch of the product PJ Harding is endorsing.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
The date is the 30th of May. It's just gone, 20 past five. Welcome to the world exclusive of PJ's celebrity endorsement campaign. Sometimes in media, you're asked to back a product. Justin Bieber, proactive. Yeah. Richie McCaw's done it. Mm. A lot of celebrities have done it, mate.
Yeah.
You have been lucky enough to be invited and asked by a company,
yeah,
can we borrow your face, voice and image for a campaign?
Mm-hmm.
I am about to see the commercial for the first time. Are you okay? You seem nervous.
I'm pretty nervous.
Will you please announce to the public, What is the product you're endorsing?
So it's Off and On Wax in Auckland, and I'm promoting laser hair removal.
This is amazing.
That's only the beginning.
This is amazing. I mean, good for you. I'm proud of you.
Look, I just thought it was relatable. I did Lady Mo.
It's real. Like me doing Adidas, not believable.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You doing hair removal, believable. I'm about to watch the ad.
Oh, no.
Is the commercial out there? It's gone viral?
No, it's out there.
Okay. Is there anything I need to know before I hit play on the ad?
I was meant to wear another top, but I spilt something on it, so I had to wear this... There's like fur vest, and it was.
What did you have a fur vest in the back of your car?
It wasn't mine. It was one of the girls on set, so I had to wear that.
Okay.
So I would.
All right. So we're about to debut the ad. Do you want to introduce it? The big company and everything. Go on.
No. Done.
Go on. Okay. It's for what's the name?
Off and On.
Off and On.
Wax and Laser Brow House.
Here we go.
How does laser hair removal work? Not quite like that. We use this handset on our aptly named Gentle Max Pro, which fires an intense but small beam of energy at the area, which is absorbed by the pigment in the hair. That becomes hot and destroys the hair's root and connectors, leaving the surrounding areas unaffected. Thanks, Gentle Max. Here's a curly one. Is IPL and laser hair removal the same thing? Definitely not. IPL stands for intense pulsed light, and while great at many skin-based treatments, laser's still the king. IPL uses a broad spectrum of light, which covers over the whole treatment area, whereas with laser, it uses one single wavelength,
really?
Which is more targeted, like a hair sniper, resulting in fewer treatments, more comfort, and less likelihood for surface skin damage.
What? Is it the fur coat?
I think it was great. I think it was great.
Was it the lab coat?
A couple of things. Obviously, because we're on radio, I need to explain what she was wearing. You dressed as a doctor. You know what it felt like at the start? I thought I was watching a medical scene in like one of those movies.
No, it was more like a sultry kind of
mate,
tone.
Mate, when it started, I was like, oh, it's doctors and nurses. Oh, okay. I've seen one of these videos.
It's just like, it's like, oh, you're
why
in
have
the...
they got you dressed up as a scientist?
Because you there's have like, no, you there's have... me. There's me asking the questions, and then there's scientist me.
Oh, you're playing two roles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, so right. Hairy chick in fur vest.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah. Hey, I'm the expert. I've learned. Here we are. Here's the right. Answers.
Right. It's no Nespresso, but it's... I think that's... You know, oh, God, it made me want to go and get hair removal right now, especially the nurses are like
Jason,
that.
Jason, behave!
What's with the music?
I don't know.
Were they going to do like... Maybe they're going to do like a pop beat and then you walked in the furry vest and they're like, we could do something totally different here. Can we put that up on our Facebook page tonight?
No, Jason. Yeah. Jason.
That's amazing.
Jason, no.
Oh.
Can you
tell you what, it's going to be a lot less hairy people in the world thanks to you. Good for you.
Just doing my bit, mate. Just doing my bit.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
This is a pretty heavy story. Coming out from overseas, a guy went to the hospital because he was coughing, and his coughing got really bad, so much so that he was coughing up blood. And
that's heavy.
Basically, the doctors discovered that this guy had been living almost 20 years with a plastic pen cap lodged in one of his lungs because he inhaled it as a child and he forgot about it.
Kids will eat anything.
I know. And so when they showed it
anything.
To him, when they showed him this and they pulled it out, he all of a sudden recalled accidentally inhaling this when he was younger.
I've been looking for that.
Back in the 1990s, and he never really put two and two together until this moment when it started getting severe.
Wouldn't he have felt it on his lungs?
Well, he'd been coughing so much.
Yeah,
but
right.
he just didn't click it all together.
Imagine the doctors when they're going through like their X-ray and stuff. Like, what the hell is...
Well,
that's nuts.
There would be some pretty crazy things I'd find.
If you could see, it's not really medical waste because it's not human, but like the stuff that they would pull out of people would be crazy.
I feel like one of my best friends at primary school, I always remember she had like a little bit of lead underneath her chin. So she must have got like a pencil stuck.
Underneath her chin? What, like she slammed her chin?
I think so. And there was just
mate of mine had lead in his fingertip. And it lasted there for a few months till he picked it out. We all used to be like, oh, mate, lead poisoning, this could be it.
And he was fine.
He was fine.
Yeah, because she must have got rid of it, but I feel like it was there for a while.
What, did it just pop out one day or everyone had a pick?
I don't think anyone had a pick.
Right, it wasn't just lunchtime. Hey, can we have
must
a pick of the lead?
Must have had it removed.
You do that in class on the, Tina, can I pick your chin? You know, like a partner will say, can I squeeze his zit?
Yeah.
Can I just have a pick of the lead? No, not now. We're in class. I don't think this is a good idea. I want to state for the record, I don't think this is a good idea.
We want to know on the phones.
You want to know.
What's been inside you? I can't say that without... What's been inside you? Like, it could be anything.
We don't want to know everything.
No, not everything, obviously. This guy had a pen cap stuck inside his lung for 20 years. What's been inside you?
Can I just point out, rushing over the statement, it doesn't take help. Away... No, you know what I mean? Oh, the techs are going to have a field day with this.
The Jason PJ podcast.
What's been inside you?
Office story. There is context to it. Doctors have found 20 years after a guy swallowed a pen lid inside one of his lungs.
It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. You want to check the text? I'm too scared. Kate, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Let us know. What's been inside you?
It wasn't actually me. It was my son.
Right.
When he was about 3.5, he was playing with my husband's old Star Wars toys.
Right.
And he was in bed, and then he came out of bed, and he was crying. And I said, oh, my God, what's wrong? And he goes, I swallowed a little black man.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, no.
So,
and he had swallowed Han Solo.
Oh, no.
So, how long did Han stay in there?
He was in there for about 4 days.
Whoa!
And then he made his reappearance after his epic journey out to the other side.
No way.
Was it a painful epic journey?
No, but I did have to take him into after hours and explain to the doctor that he swallowed a little black man that Han Solo was lost.
Might say it was a little bit of a Han Solo mission.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Came out in the loo.
They're a collectible item, so it didn't want to be fluffed.
Right. Good.
Yeah. Kate missed your gag.
I know.
You were sitting on it too. You're sitting over there like you're on a quiz show going, ooh, come to me. Han Solo.
Hello.
That was worth the wait.
Hello, Ryan.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good.
A little bit nauseous after the last one, but yeah, go for it.
Oh, wait till you hear this. It was actually my grandma that she was shot when she was about 30.
Right.
They got some fragments out and she was actually shot in her head.
God.
Yeah, she actually survived. Anyway, long story short, about 15, 20 years later, she had a car accident and they found more fragments in her shoulder, but she didn't feel it.
Right.
Wow.
That's a very heavy story.
Yeah,
I'll be honest.
Wow.
Yeah, right. So,
well, mate, from Zimbabwe, so...
Right, okay, gotcha.
Wow.
Typical
pretty
Friday. Much. Right, yeah, cool. That's heavy, man.
It's really heavy.
Oh, here's some fragments in the shoulder. We missed those the first time. Our bad.
James, hello. What did you have inside you?
Well, it wasn't actually me, just like everyone else. It was a mate of mine.
Right.
And he, when we were like about 7, we were at a Japanese restaurant, and he stood up to go to the bathroom or something. And when he came back, I held a chopstick on his chair.
No.
And he sat on it, and it went up his ass. Yeah. And both of us were way too scared to tell our parents, so he kept it in there for, like, a couple of days.
No, you're kidding.
Well, because, like, it broke, and then there was only just a little bit in there, and, yeah, it was horrible.
Oh!
I don't know why.
No.
I don't know why, but all I can think is what happened to the other stick. You know how they're in twos?
I'd say probably just sitting on the table.
Oh, my God! That is full. I mean, you know, terrible if you're on the way to dinner tonight at a Japanese restaurant. You're going to look at the chopsticks differently.
Mate.
And did it cause any, like, long-term damage?
No, he just you know, eventually just let it out and nothing bad happened, but he was really, really pissed at me.
Oh,
you were fair enough.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Okay, that song is driving me crazy. I swear, when she's like, oh, that sounds like Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle. No, wait. Keep going. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go. Oh, no, wait, that was too late, go back.
Oh, God.
No, go back, because it's really similar.
Right. Where do you want it?
Here we go. Oh, no.
Oh, forget it.
Spy.co.nz.
Seriously, mate?
You know the part I meant where she's like,
oh. Oh, guys, we all know. Just that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the bit. Spot on. Direct ripoff. Yeah.
Damn it. I thought it was going to be seamless.
Oh, it was for you.
Harry Styles has been a seriously good sort. He made one Manchester bombing victim's day quite a bit brighter. He gave her a surprise phone call as she lay in hospital recovering from injuries that she sustained during the attack. 14 years of age, one of Harry Styles' biggest fans. Basically, she'd been in hospital since the evening, and her sister created a Facebook post encouraging people to tag him in it.
Oh, good.
So all of these people started seeing it, including Harry, and basically he gave her a phone call and said he loved her and just made her life.
You know what? I know people would be sitting there going, oh, publicity stunt, or, you know, oh, who cares? It's just a phone call. It's not going to help. To someone like that.
Apparently it lifted the vibe of that whole unit.
You got to think, like, you know, that poor girl stuck in there, just something like that would
absolutely. He did not have to do that.
No, it'd be amazing.
Pretty cool that he did that. That is your spy. For more, make sure you hit up ZM Online.
Do you want to have another crack?
Yes.
Come on, here we go.
Oh, that is it. Let's go. Yeah.
Is this it? Here we go.
That was it.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah, that was it. Now get the Camilla Cabello.
Oh, forget it.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.